Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Alexa Knox. We are on a recorded line. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Katrina Powers.
Hi, Ms. Powers. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. Now, before we proceed, I must advise you that this call is being recorded for legal and compliance purposes. Do you affirm,
Okay.
under penalty of perjury, that all information you provide during this call will be complete and truthful to the best of your knowledge, and that no other individual has supplied you with the answers to the questions I'm about to ask?
Yes.
Okay. Now, is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
Okay. Do you already have an attorney?
No.
Okay. Did you receive Depo Provera medication on a regular basis?
Yes.
Okay. Approximately how long did you take Depo Provera medication on a regular basis?
I took it for 4 years.
Okay, so 3 or 4 more years would be accurate.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I hate asking this next question, so I apologize in advance. What were you diagnosed with after taking Depo Provera?
I was diagnosed with meningioma, MENINGIOMA.
Meningioma. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yes, meningioma.
How are you doing
Thank
now?
you. And it caused me a lot of anxiety, stress,
Oh, I'm
still,
sure.
memory
So
loss,
sorry. Oh.
seizures,
Oh, I am
vision
so
loss.
sorry.
My cycles are messed up, and a
Oh.
lot of headaches and migraines.
I am so sorry. Well,
Because
let's
you know my
see.
treatment was radiation.
Oh,
Okay.
okay. No, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
My treatment was radiation therapy, so I had
Okay.
microsurgery, radiation therapy, and they put me on morphine, and that's very
Oh.
strong.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How did the surgery go? Are you doing a little bit better now?
Yeah.
Good, good. Oh, I am so sorry you went through all of that. Let's see what we can do,
Thank you.
okay? We're here to help in any way we can.
Okay.
Okay, now for your meningioma diagnosis, where was the meningioma located in your body?
In my brain.
Okay, oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, now this next question, it is kind of two parts in one, so I can break it down. Have you used Depo Provera at least once in the 12-month period prior to your injury diagnosis?
1 month prior.
A
Yes.
12-month prior. 12-month prior.
12 months prior, yes. Because I started it in August 2007 and I stopped it February 2011.
Okay, so bear with me. And what state of residence are you in?
California.
California, okay.
My OBGYN gave me the injections. So that's how I got introduced to them. And I had a lot of fertility issues after taking those shots too.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I had like five. I had one stillborn and like
Oh
four
no.
miscarriages after that.
I am so sorry.
But the last miscarriage being 3 years ago.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, now, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am. I live in Los Angeles, California.
Okay. And let's see. I know we kind of already went through a few of the questions. Some of them are repetitive, so I do apologize in advance. It's just to get your claim as strong as possible. Are you concerned about an injury that occurred from taking Depo-Provera birth control?
Well, yeah, my brain injury.
Okay.
Because it caused me to have a tumor. So, yeah, I always have, I have plenty of MRIs, CAT scans, all type of things for that.
Okay. And that was going to be one of my next questions. Were you formally diagnosed with a meningioma tumor?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. They diagnosed me last year. I was age 38.
Oh, no. Okay. And what was your date of diagnosis?
April. Let me see. Yeah, April. It was April, ma'am. It was April.
Okay. And what year? Just to make sure I have it correct.
Oh, 2024.
Okay. So I have April of 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know anyone
else? And I saw a neurologist.
Neurologist, okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by Depo-Provera?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Well, you know what? I did have an old coworker, but at the time, we just didn't know. But she did have every symptom that it offered. The hair loss, sweating. I also had the hair loss, too.
Oh, no. Okay, well, let's see what we can do. Okay, let me actually, since we're on the topic, bear with me. Let me scroll down to the symptom area. Bear with me. Let's see. Okay, so what symptoms were you experiencing from the tumor?
I had headaches, nausea, seizures, swelling, vision loss, and irregular menstrual bleeding. And I had the hair loss.
Okay, bear with me. Let me make sure I got everything. Spelled correctly. Bear with me. Okay. I'm going to read it back to you. If I missed any because I was typing, please let me know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I have headaches, nausea, seizures, vision loss, irregular menstrual bleeding, and hair loss. Is there anything I'm missing?
Yes. No, that's it.
I'm so
sorry. Wait, yeah. Hair loss, headache, vision loss, swelling, seizures, yeah.
Oh, swelling, okay.
And I had suffered. Yeah. My legs and stuff have swelled real bad.
And since we're on the topic, do you recall when you first began having symptoms related to the tumor?
2007. I always had them, but they just never understood what it was.
Got it. Okay.
And I would tell them, well, you know, yeah.
Okay. Do you recall what month it was in 2007? Just an approximate estimate. It doesn't have to be.
Maybe October.
October. Okay. So October of 2007.
Yes.
Okay.
Shortly after I start thinking, start noticing things, and I would tell the doctor. He was like, "Oh well, maybe it's I don't understand how they couldn't catch on to what was going on."
And then. In regards to previous injuries, are there any other alternative conditions that you suffer from?
No.
Okay. Now, this is in regards to the Depo-Provera itself. Did you receive birth control shots / injections?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay.
They were giving it my arm.
Okay. Did you take the name brand and the generic of birth control Depo-Provera?
I'm not sure, but I know for sure I had the name brand.
Okay. Okay. I'll put name brand. And do you know which one it was? Which injectable did you use? Was it Depo-Provera, the MPA, which is medroxyprogesterone acetate, just Provera, or Depo subQ Provera 104? What sounds most familiar?
I'm not sure. I just know I had the 50 milligrams.
Okay.
So I'm not sure, man.
Okay. So let's see, because we do have to. To the best of your knowledge, was it Depo-Provera, MPA, Provera, or Depo subQ Provera 104? What sounds most accurate?
Maybe say it again.
Depo-Provera is the first option. MPA is the second. Provera is the third. And Depo
The
subQ
second one.
the
Maybe
second.
I think it was the first. It could have been all three of them.
Okay. What do you say sounds the most familiar? Depo-Provera, MPA, or Provera?
Oh, the first or the second, both of them.
Okay. Okay. So would you like, it only allows me to choose one. Would you like Depo-Provera or MPA? Which one do you think you took the longest?
Number one.
And did you use Depo-Provera multiple times yearly?
Yes.
Okay. How many years was Depo-Provera used?
For 4 years, ma'am.
4 years. Okay. I know I did say some of these questions are repetitive. I am so sorry.
Yes.
Now, within one of those years, so within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Do you recall approximately how many weeks it was in between each injection?
No, I don't recall that anymore.
Okay.
But I told you I suffered like memory loss too from
Yeah,
some
yeah.
brain damage. So I don't know the exact answer to you.
Okay, that's okay. Do you know about how many annual number of uses, how many uses per year?
It wasn't the shot every 90 days, so I'm not sure. Let me see. So yeah, ma'am, it was every 3 months.
Okay. Okay, so every 3 months, how many weeks would that be in between each injection?
I'm not sure because it's every 12 to 13 weeks, so.
Okay, 12.
Because I know if it was more than 14 weeks, yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay. Okay, so would you say 12 or 13? I know you mentioned 12 or 13 weeks in between. Would you say 12 or 13?
I think so. Well.
12, okay. And what would the annual number of uses be? How many times did you have
I'm
the
not saying that.
injection each year?
I'm not sure. Let me see. Is it 12 months in a year? I'm not sure. Trying to figure that out.
Okay.
Don't know because it's every 3 months, so is it four or five times a year?
Okay. Would you like me to put four or five?
Yes, four or five.
I have to put one number. Would you like four or five?
Four.
Okay. So annual number of uses, four. Okay. And then this next question, it just means any time between. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date? It doesn't mean to the present date, any time between January 1st, 1992 through the present date.
Yes.
Okay. And I know you already mentioned this one. You said you began taking Depo-Provera in 2007, correct?
Yes.
Okay, do you recall what month?
To be accurate, I believe. Let me see, I believe it's been so long. I started August
August, okay.
2007.
Okay. And when did you stop?
And I stopped in February 2011.
Now, were you diagnosed with neurofibromatosis 2?
No, I'm not sure what that is.
Okay. And can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Okay. What is your marital status?
I'm not married.
Okay. And I have your first name as Katrina, Katrina. Did I
Yes.
spell that correctly? Okay.
Yes.
And then last name Powers, Powers.
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
F.
S as in Sarah.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your home address?
5714 South Manhattan Place, Los Angeles, California, 90062.
90062. Okay, and do you have an apartment suite or unit number?
No, ma'am.
Okay, I'm going to read that back. Make sure I have it correct on my end. I have 5714 South Manhattan Place, Los Angeles, California, 90062.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. What is your date of birth?
1386.
I have 1/3/1986.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your preferred method of contact? Would you prefer email or phone call, text message?
Email and text.
Email and text? Okay. What is your best email address?
I love ILOVE.
Okay.
Mylia, MILIYAH,
Okay.
the number 9 at gmail.com.
Okay. I'm going to read that back to make sure I have it correct. I have ILOVEMILIYAH9 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. And then this phone number that we're speaking on, 424-901-3118, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is it your cell phone? Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, I know we kind of already went over this together, so I do apologize in advance. This is all about the administering of the Depo-Provera. Was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor slash medical staff or by yourself?
A doctor.
Okay. Can you provide the administering clinic information?
I have a doctor's name.
Okay.
Dr.
And
Anthony Pickett.
okay, let me look. Anthony, you said Pickett?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. And is he out of Los Angeles as well?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I think I see him here. At 4230.
OBGYN.
Okay, is he at 4230 South Figueroa Street?
I think so. I haven't been there in a while. Yes.
Okay,
But that's where he was when I was going.
Okay. Okay, bear with me. I'm just copying the address over.
Okay.
I'm 0037. Okay. 2 3 8 4 6 7 2 0 0. Okay. And was it his private practice or was he at a hospital slash facility?
Private practice.
Okay.
I believe he was in a hospital. It's his doctor's office.
It was a doctor's office. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Let's see if I can find it. Okay. Is it at the California Hospital Medical Center?
No, it was at a doctor's office, ma'am.
Okay.
That's a hospital.
Let's see. Yeah, it seems to only give me what he is connected to. Okay, let's see. Okay, I think I found it. Currently practices at private practice. Okay, there we go. I'll just put private practice. Okay. Okay. And you mentioned that the location of the of your body that was injected, or that the injection was administered, was your arm, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the injection method?
A shot.
Okay. Can you please describe the injection method?
You would place a shot in my arm.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. And how many times in total were you injected with the product?
I'm not sure, ma'am. I wouldn't know that. I took it for 4 years, so I wouldn't know that.
Okay. Let's see. I do have a calculator here. Is it okay if I go ask my supervisor if I'm allowed to do it on my calculator?
Yes.
I believe you may have to say it, but let me go ask, okay? Let's see what I can do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so bear with me. I will be right back.